Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, August 28th, 2022.
Thank you. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus replied to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He also said to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. This is our text. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I can't recall when, but there I was, walking in downtown Chicago. It was lunchtime. I had a serious craving for a good sandwich and some hot soup. And I looked up, and there it was before me, the Corner Bakery, one of my favorites. God provides. It was perfect. Well, just as I was about to enter that restaurant, a gaunt and poorly dressed man approached me and asked me if I could spare a few dollars. I pulled out my wallet and gave him 10. He blessed me. I blessed him. He went on his way and I went on mine. I entered the restaurant, ordered my food, and enjoyed a very tasty meal. And only then did it dawn on me. Did I do the right thing? And no, I'm not talking about giving that man a few bucks. Why did I not ask him to have lunch with me? Why didn't I take time to get to know that man? Perhaps I could have prayed for him. Perhaps we could have prayed together. Perhaps there was some other way in which I could have been of help to him. Perhaps I passed up an angel unaware. I realized that I had failed. I had failed that man. I had failed him in to give him the attention and honor that he rightly deserved. And I thought to myself, why? Could it have been because of the way he looked and smelled? Would I have found it too embarrassing to be seen with him in a public place? I sat there and I could think of all kinds of reasons, but none of them were any good. And I regret it. I admit I should have asked him to join me. Jesus' words in today's text remind me once again of that experience. And with it, the challenge that comes with caring for the strangers among us. It really shouldn't be a challenge at all. Jesus makes it quite plain, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind to take a place at the table with you. And of course, as Christians, we say, that's right. That sounds good. That's a great idea, Jesus. At least until we are the ones who are expected to sit down with that needy person with whom we wouldn't normally associate. And my friends, if we're going to be completely honest here, those needy people with whom we'd rather not associate. And sadly, and most certainly in those settings we reserve for our families, our close friends, and our co-workers. No, that doesn't come naturally at all. But isn't that why we have shelters for the homeless? So that we don't have to invite them into our homes. Who wants to do that? The poor and lame and homeless come with a variety of problems. Problems of which we want no part. I know. Here's what we'll do. Let's volunteer to serve at a local pad shelter one day a month. That ought to cover it, huh? That should absolve us of our sinful and arrogant pride. After all, wouldn't you rather invite people to your home who have something of value to offer? You know what I'm talking about. What about your own family, your close friends, or your business associates? Why not invite those friends you can really impress? Perhaps they'll reciprocate and invite you into their homes. And who knows what kind of benefits can be gained from hanging out with the right people, right? Fellow Christians, that sounds pathetic, doesn't it? And that's because it is. And that is exactly the kind of behavior Jesus deals with in today's text. Jesus had been invited to dine at the house of the ruler of the Pharisees, an important official in the eyes of the public. Jesus takes a seat and he watches as the guests jockey for a position, for that coveted position next to the host. Everyone there wants the best and most important seat at the table. And of course, as usual, everyone's watching Jesus as well, just waiting to see what he might do, hoping they might find something that can be used against him. Now picture the house, if you will, packed with Pharisees, scribes, and other individuals of high standing within the community, individuals whose wealth and status earned them favor among the religious elite. But interestingly, there was also another man to be found there, a man who suffered from a painful condition. The text describes it as dropsy. You might know it as edema, a condition that causes severe swelling and inflammation in the joints. This poor man stood there unnoticed at a distance, probably in the rear of the room, ignored by all the dignitaries who made themselves at home around the table. Except, of course, for Jesus, who invites the man to come forward and ask those who are gathered at the table, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? Well, undoubtedly, at that table, many people did not think so. You see, the Pharisees had established some strict rules regarding the Sabbath. This was to be a day of rest, and that meant no work, not even providing human care for a man who was visibly suffering and in pain. Well, I'm glad to say that Jesus being Jesus, and much to the chagrin of the Pharisees, Jesus healed that man anyway. And then he looked at the people around the table and asked, which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? Wow. Can you imagine having to do that? Suffice to say, that's work. And yes, of course, you would do that. So how much more should Jesus heal this man who is suffering and in great pain? The Pharisees didn't get it. Perhaps we didn't as well, because what Jesus did was in perfect keeping with the Sabbath. God established this day that people might rest from their work to meditate upon his work. That's what the Sabbath is about. My friends, it is not about sleeping in. It's not about going out. It's about stopping. We stop. We stop our endless and futile efforts and striving so that we might receive good gifts from the Lord of the Sabbath, who wants us to have them. And not because we have earned the best seat at the table or because we are already so good or holy, but because Jesus is good and holy. And Jesus delights in giving himself to us, regardless of where you or I may be seated at the table. Just like the stricken man, Jesus invites us to come to him and be healed. He invites us to come to him so that he might free us from the bondage of sin. The Sabbath. It's not about following rules or regulations. It is about accepting the gracious invitation of your Savior, who says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." To keep the Sabbath is to keep and hold on to Jesus, and to hear and believe his word. To keep the Sabbath is to stop what you are doing and let God do his work on you. For it is God's work and word that proclaims repentance and forgiveness, so that you might see your sin and rely on the Lord Jesus Christ ever more deeply. My friends, going to church is not something you do for God. It is God's time to do something wonderfully for you. For the truth is this. As a matter of fact, I hope you already know the truth. You can't really do anything for God at all. I mean, friends, we're just like that ox or son who has fallen into the pit. You cannot get out, not without the right help. But Christ comes along on the Sabbath, and by the power by which he descended into the pit of death, reaches out to you through his resurrection and lifts you up, freeing you through the preaching of his word of forgiveness and through the giving of his own precious body and blood. Jesus exercises his authority to heal you, to restore you, and to fill you with his peace. We live in a troubled world, don't we? People seem so angry, so divided, so disturbed. People can't find peace out in this world. And I would ask you, how can they, when they have cut themselves off from the source of true peace? If those people are not here, how can they know the peace which surpasses all human understanding? What brings greater calm to the troubled human heart than hearing and believing that your sins are forgiven? It is Christ who has performed this work for you through the shedding of his blood, that you might be reconciled and joined to God in him. Christ comes. Christ brings you to share with him in the fullness of life. My friends, this is your Sabbath rest. And in order to give you that blessed rest, Jesus came to take the lowest place at humanity's table, humbling himself to the point of death on the cross, to rescue you, to rescue me from death and from hell. And having risen from the dead, Jesus has taken the highest place at the table. And to those who trust in him, well, we will rise to join him at the table and share in his honor. Even this day, Jesus stands at the head of the table. Perhaps it is best that we take the lowest place and that we come to him as did that afflicted man, thrilled to know that Jesus acknowledges us and offers us healing in himself. He has come to have you come to him in your spiritual poverty, knowing that he has paid the price for all your sins. And so, my dear family in Christ, come. He invites you to share in his honor. Come and be filled with his forgiveness, life, and salvation. Come and receive a foretaste of what awaits you on that day when he will exalt you to his side in his heavenly kingdom. For my friends, you are here, and your Sabbath rest awaits you. It awaits you here and now. Come to him and receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.